counselors also work with transition students in February to tour, quote, not more empty pots and no more empty cups. They are a certificate program for culinary, art, and barista. The transition students also did an activity at the workforce center and did some training on resume writing and job hunting skills. We had an NAB mentoring retreat overlap in the last commissioner meeting, and we had 24 students. 24 students attended this mentoring event. The focus was on work-based learning skills. All the transition and pre-ed activities were postponed due to COVID-19. However, we launched the NCBBI Power Hour for high school students and college students, and we had the first meeting last Thursday, and this is going to be taking place every Thursday afternoon. The college workshop might take place this fall, and it will be focusing on the importance of taking your own notes, gain travel in college, technology usage in college, and how to advocate. At the training center, we have now 8 students, 3 of them are seniors. We were supposed to again have 5 staff trainees, which I already mentioned that. 2 commitment meals were canceled due to COVID-19. 4 representatives of the Department of Labor visited the apartment, and this gave the students more time to work on individually. And they work on resume writing and some job hunting skills. Unfortunately, one student who was supposed to have a graduation ceremony didn't have it because of COVID-19, but as soon as we resume normal activities at the center, we are going to be inviting this student to have a proper ceremony. There is a student who was supposed to start, but his studying date was delayed due to COVID-19, but instructors from the center are reaching out, providing some basic training, virtually speaking. They are doing some training on technology and Braille. It's not the same, but again, we are doing what we can, emphasizing the philosophy. On the Nebraska Business Enterprise Program, the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services vending machine installation was completed the week of March 24. This 94 machine project, over 12 different machines, 12 different buildings, was a large undertaking. However, the Department of Correctional Services, the Commission for the Blind, Greater American Distributing, Valley Vending, and Advanced Break Room work together to have a smooth transition. The district supervisors were very involved in helping this transition. Carol Jenkins did a tremendous job coordinating this large effort. Due to COVID-19, most vending operations were reduced and even closed. Stratcom cafeteria is closed for now. The vending machines at the Stratcom are operating, but this building has been reduced the number of staff. And looks like they are going to have 50% of their personnel back by the middle of May. At the correctional services, the inmates are buying our products as well as some of the staff members, but they suspended visitors, so our vendors are not making money as we expected for now. Due to how hard the vendors were affected, we had meetings with the blind licensees and we came up with a plan to help them. For instance, the vendors voted on having out of their set aside fund and allowed also by Randall Shepard, that each vendor will get a sick leave up to $500 each. We also are asking the blind operators to open their cases so we can help them to pay for liability insurance and initial stock, because they will have to start with new stock as most of that expire. We are also buying hand sanitizers, gloves, and masks to give to the vendors so they can use them when going to their site. Carol, again, was successful on working with to get the bank vendors workers' compensation under the NCBBI policy. Once again, it's going to help blind vendors to reduce their cost. This was the portion of the permit and was still in negotiation with the building division, and I'm happy to say that I signed this contract last week. NCBBI finalized contract negotiation with the Department of Transportation to reduce the cost of utilities blind vendors are paying for interstate rest areas. We are just waiting to sign the contract. We got an official notice from the Veterans Administration saying that we will start writing the new VA clinic in Omaha this August. This was as a result of the arbitration we filed against the Department of Veterans Administration a couple of years ago. I would like to make some final remarks. We are facing unprecedented times with lots of unknowns. It is affecting all, our staff and clients. We are all committed to provide high quality services under the circumstances. We will continue to evaluate innovative ways to achieve our goals. Finally, I would like to thank our deputy directors, our supervisors, and all line staff for showing unity, dedication, imagination, and passion in their job. During difficult and uncertain times is when we know what we are made of, and the Commission for the Blind team is showing that we all are together tough. This is my report, commissioners, and I'm ready for any questions if you guys have any.
Well, very good. Thank you, Carlos, for the report, and thank you for your leadership, and thank you for everybody at the commission for pulling together and like you said, using their creativity and imagination, but most of all, just their commitment to serving the blind to the best of our ability, no matter what the circumstances are. So I think you've done a great job. I can speak of Omaha because I live in Omaha, and as the president of a consumer group organization in Omaha, I know that the Omaha office is checking on the blind people, trying to do whatever we can to help blind people get through this difficult time. So I've said this a couple times. People aren't going to remember what we did or how we spoke to them, but they are going to remember, that blind people are going to remember how you care for them, and that's very obvious. So just hopefully this will pass, and we'll get back to doing things with more personal contact. But thank you for your report. Now, commissioners, I'm going to ask you to unmute your mics, and I'm going to welcome any questions or comments that you have regarding Carlos's report. Go ahead, Commissioner.
It's all very good, Carlos.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Thank you, thank you. Again, all the staff members of the team.
Carlos, it's Robert. Okay, so maybe I got the floor. Okay. So, Carlos, who was it that gave some recognition to the work that you sent a report to university or to the government? I was going to look that up before I came on, but you sent us an email where you and your team were recognized for what you're doing.
This was from the WINTAG, the University of George Washington. I asked Carol to put together everything we are doing for staff, so supervisors and gather that information. And as I read it, well, it was obvious how hard our staff members were working, so I wanted to share that with you. And I also shared it with the other state directors across the nation, because I'm sure they are looking for ways to serve their clients. And part of the NCSAB, the group for state directors, we also have the WINTAG, the technical assistance for agencies for the blind, well, actually for all VR agencies. So they saw this, and we got some recognition from them. And it was amazing the work we were doing. And so they asked if they could share that, and I said yes, so they put it in their website. And as a result of that, I was invited to speak at that National Community Partners for Agencies for the Blind on April 14th.
Yes, thanks. That was definitely worthy. You guys have been doing a great job during this time, that's for sure. So I give over the floor to the next person.
And Carlos, I just also want to commend you and all your staff for the great job that they're doing in this very difficult time. I just have one question. You had mentioned that you guys had a three-hour state staff virtual meeting thing where you did some training. Because of that, are you still planning on rescheduling the three-day meeting that you guys were supposed to be having, or is that a substitute for it?
No, we're still going to have that, because the state staff meeting in person, it builds our spirits. We like to get together with each other, and it's just a different deal. So far, tentatively speaking, we scheduled it for the end of September, and it's going to be 2 days rather than three.
Okay,
last week of September. I will be sending that to you guys later.
So Robert again, so I say yay, because I always love to go to those. It's one of the best things.
Becky or Kelly, do you have any questions to ask Carlos?
I don't have any questions, but I'm just, you've got a lot of good things going on that are encouraging for people, and that's appreciated. So thank you. Basically, I was going to say the same thing. Just I appreciate that you are still working with the center students, even though it's remotely, and that people are still receiving services.
Thank you. Yep.
Hey, Carlos, this is Mark. In your report, said you have some new hirings that were scheduled to go to the center, but that was postponed because the virus. Are they given training so that they will be prepared after they go to the center? But how are you using those new staff people now?
Yeah, they are being trained by other staff members. Can you guys hear me okay? I'll say something back. I'm sorry. They are being trained by other staff members from their own districts, virtually speaking, under sleep shade on different areas. So the research hours is being covered. Then they are also reading literature and doing some work on where to learn the heat. But each supervisor is making sure that they are getting training and counting the hours. So depending when the COVID-19 is over, we are going to resume their training at the center. One of the reasons why we have 600 hours at the center is because people are supposed to be on training between 3 to 4 months to understand the philosophy and the expectations, the belief on the blind. Nobody thought about this COVID-19, so we're doing the best we can under the circumstances. We are going to put a lot of emphasis on philosophy and follow-up training as well.
I think that's it, Mr. Mark.
Okay.
You lose me? Okay. My follow-up question is, we've got three staff people that we have openings for, and there's a hiring freeze. Is that going to hurt us significantly in the short term until that freeze is lifted?
In a sense, yes, we cannot do much about it except do what we did in the past when somebody leaves or retires. Many times the districts are short of staff. In fact, when we had to lay off people, we were even short of staff. So supervisors are very good on working with reduced staff, especially knowing that we will be hiring eventually. It's difficult. It's not the best scenario, but supervisors know how to balance that. And now, because of the restrictions with social distancing, these things are different too. But that's what I can report.
Okay. But I do appreciate
the last 2 years has been just almost chaotic, but yet you guys continue to get the work done. I was real pleased to hear the different jobs that blind people are taking on as a result of the training and support that the commission provides. Can you say anything about our financials? How are we doing? I didn't get a chance to look at the last report, but I think we're spending a little bit more on technology because that's what's needed right now, because older blind people need the technology to adapt and exist.
Right.
About
the budget in general? Yeah. We budgeted a fund for different programs, like training people, sending folks to different trainings, bringing folks here to Nebraska, state staff meeting, and so forth. So all of that is being postponed. We were concerned that we wouldn't be able to carry over enough funds and that maybe we needed to send money back. On the other hand, due to COVID-19, there are other needs. And at the same time, we have extra funds from the state for senior blind. So we are, like you mentioned, Mark, buying more equipment to senior blind, but also to some transition students so they can do their teleschooling and the seniors for their basic needs. That's one area. The other area is the MBE vending machines, which was reported to. Overall, like we mentioned back in November, we got the largest reallocation from the feds, $1.2 million, that we didn't expect, but we got it. We were planning to spend a lot of that during this year. But because of COVID-19, again, all of those things are changing. So far, we have been talking to RSA, and there are two ways that we will deal with that in case we don't spend enough money. One is that we need to have a plan on how we are going to spend that money and have that plan before the end of September and ask RSA for a special permission. Chances are they will allow that as long as we justify and will be everything again that we had to postpone, like wages. That was a large expenditure. All the training that we talk about, I think wages itself is like $120,000. The other option, which doesn't depend or is not up to RSA, is that Congress will allow to carry over extra funds because of COVID-19. So the Secretary of Education submitted that as part of her recommendation a couple of weeks ago. The NCSAP, we are having Dr. Schroeder, who is our consultant, is talking to legislators to make sure that they do understand why it's important that we get that waiver from Congress. So those are the two ways we will deal with the extra funds in case we are not able to spend it before the end of September.
Very good, Carlos. And, you know, every dollar that we do spend is an investment with a great return. So it is not we're spending money to spend money. It's we're investing it to the best of our ability. And so I applaud that. Because of the COVID-19, states are getting less sales tax money and different things. Have you heard anything from Nebraska's governor or budget office about any potential shortfalls that might impact the state funding that the commission gets right now?
I haven't heard, but that doesn't mean we might have an impact. That's why I guess the governor is getting impatient to have businesses be reopened and so forth. The argument we will use is the one that we have been using before, that every money that, or every dollar the state gives to our agency is being used for people to go back to work and for senior plan to be independent and therefore save also money to the state. In addition to that, the federal government also sends the other 80% to Nebraska. That argument so far has been working, and we are going to be prepared to make our case when this comes out by the end of the year. I think
very good, Carlo.
Officially speaking, Kat and I got a letter from, I think it's the budget office from the governor, saying that we need to start working on our biennium request. So we are going to request what we are supposed to be requesting every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good, Carlos. Does any other questions from the commissioners at this time? If not, thank you, Carlos, for your report. For those that are listening, every quarter we get reports from all the supervisors and executive director and deputy director, and they're always part of the record. And having read them, you guys have been busy the last quarter and been very innovative. So thank you. Heads up, next on the agenda is the NFB Newsline report by Kimberly. Then we're going to have CAP complaints, and then there'll be an opportunity for public comments. So, Kimberly, are you ready to do the Newsline report?